Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We got some exciting things to be able to talk to you about the summit that we just got back from Fort Mills, Morningstar Ministries, the hub, an apostolic hub there of Rick Joyner's, and it's just beautiful to see, you know, what happened up there. We began to share our previous program, but we're going to share some very encouraging things, and we'll have it'll probably take a while to unfold all this. A lot of conversations were begun at the summit that God's going to have to finish up and over the time. But I guess as Rick Joyner had put it, and anyone give a shout out and hello to our Christian Television Network audience on the Gulf Coast every Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you catch us if we're on while you're at work. You know, forget just DVRs, and we'll meet you right there on DVR. But also, you can get us on the app, VFN TV app, which you can find out details on at VFNTV.com. But the summit, you're coming together, and it wasn't advertised. It's not, you know, conference is what people call things that look something like that from the outside. But it was a summit where you're coming to meet, and those that came are the ones that felt led to come. It was interesting. The people that Pat and I, some of the people that we spoke to, they didn't have these long drawn out plans to be able to go there. I think most were saying it was just a suddenly.
Yeah.
It was a suddenly. And, you know, we're so busy, you know, and being able to do something, but it was just a moment, you know, a moment in time that God opened the door, and it happened. And we found out that was pretty much quite a few people's stories that we talked to. And it was the gathering. It was a gathering of people who are kingdom people who understand we're in this together. And it wasn't a whole bunch of strangers. We're talking maybe about 800,000 folks. And it was supposed to be around 600, but people just kept coming and coming. And it was just like family showing up and talking, because we're hearing, he says, my sheep know my voice. So you're listening. This is the most exciting thing. You're with prophetic people. You're with people who hear God's voice, who live and believe that God speaks, and they're hearing. You know, it's not abnormal to hear. It's normal to hear the voice of the voice. It says, my sheep know my voice and follow none other. It doesn't contradict his written words. Actually, God's written word coming to us and timings and all. But it was just exciting to be around so many people who understood, and they weren't terrified to hear whatever God wanted to say, because if God says it, then it's good, because God is good. And, you know, blessed is he who's not offended by Jesus's judgments, you know, the things that would happen here on earth. And because consider it, you know, his discipline that God's treating us as sons. So it was just very exciting, you know, to be able to be amongst those, and hopefully get a chance to talk about Teresa and James Murray. I mean, amazing.
Wow, awesome.
I'm from Houston, Texas. I can't even do how she does
that. No, not even close.
But hopefully, you know, she says she'll be coming on, and you know what God's doing. We have a testimony of hers, too, that we may make it available in the VFN Torch of how she was touched at the Brownsville Revival.
Awesome.
And she went there for 3 days, and Brownsville Revival in Pensacola, Florida. And she went there for 3 days, three meetings, and for 2 years, she shook under the power of God in her home.
Yep.
And God's now using her around the country and the world. I guess she went to Egypt and a couple other places as well. But, oh, you got to see her. We told her she has to physically be on her Skype on, because you got to see her talk.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. Very truth. Nice. I mean, but just really enjoyed meeting James as well.
Sanguine.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
More sanguine than Robin? Robin?
Pretty close.
Oh, really? Wow.
Wow, they're close.
I'm sorry, Teresa. That's not true. Yeah, man, he was all over the place. Well, wait a minute. No, I remember when we were talking. That's right. And so anyway, there was just so many wonderful, you know, some of the original founding members of Liberty University, you know, were there and sharing with us about what's happening there, that revival is breaking out with the young folks at Liberty University, and which is a huge thing if you know about the structure and things that are going on. God's moving in Tennessee and all these different places. And Azusa Street, we talked about Azusa Street, you know, specifically is a word the Lord is, you know, what America needs is another Azusa Street that we talked about, that during a sabbatical that mm-hmm. were spoke to me. And the thing about Teresa was so interesting, hopefully she'll share this with us, that Parnham, which was, remember, Parnham was the spiritual father of
Seymour.
And so when they got around 1900, I guess it was the anniversary, New Year's Eve is when Parnham's classmates mm-hmm. got filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when they just said, we're going to stay and stand until we get filled. Well, he moved down to Houston after that. And Houston rejected a move of God there when Charles Seymour began to cry out to God there in Houston. So that's how he ended up at Azusa Street.
Oh, wow.
Well, that came to Teresa and Charles Parnham's granddaughter, who happened to be a meeting in Houston. And before she had passed away, and she heard that she was there. And, of course, I can't tell it like she can tell it, but she just threw everything down and said, you know, pray for me. We're not going to reject a move of God this time in Houston.
Mm.
But America needs another Azusa Street. America, that means from coast to coast, northern border to southern border, we needed another Azusa Street. And Azusa Street today, based on Azusa Street then, with the technology and the ability we have to be able to communicate a move of God and stream it to the world, it can be even so much more impacting. Mm. And it was just more confirmation that, you know, be encouraged. But that came, you know, in the middle of great crisis. There was the San Francisco earthquakes and great oppression and things that were going on. But God did some wonderful things, those two kingdoms that go side by side. But, you know, some of the things that happened there I thought was pretty encouraging that, or explaining, I guess, a good explanation of what's happening. What you're seeing is a building up now of two kingdoms about to clash. You're seeing, obviously, you can see the dark kingdom, you know, raising its head and its captives, you know, doing these different things. And if you haven't read The Torch and the Sword, I encourage you to read it. It'll give you great perspective. You don't need numbers. You need faith.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, in that the kingdom of God is going to begin to rise up. And it is. We saw some remnants of it. But it's beginning to rise up. And at some point, they're going to clash. And, you know, God's kingdom is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But in that, it shows a responsibility in us to say, well, I need to have my part. I need to make sure that I am a good, you know, soldier in the army of God, that I'm a good ambassador of Christ, that I'm not just riding this religious wave and don't know even anything about anything. And, when you look at, you know, some of the things that was said there, that when you go to these kind of events, it's people that are really hungry for God and they want to hear the word of God. And people at these events over the years have been surveyed, and out of them, if you use that statistic, only 5 to 10% of the church in America know their call, know their place, what they're called to. And that's not good. That means 90 to 95% don't. And if we don't know our place in this spiritual battle, how are we going to win? How is the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness going to have that clash? Secondly, that most, it was reported there that most American Christians are not disciples. There's very few disciples. In the teachings that we've heard, that's an optional thing. I mean, that's like somebody that's very serious about God. I mean, just say a prayer, you're in. But if you want to go deeper, actually find out what he has to say and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you don't have to do that as long as you say a prayer.
Mm.
I would say it's not going to go good at the judgment seat of Christ.
No.
It's not. Man, think about the foolishness of that and look what it's produced. But being a disciple of Jesus Christ, understanding that the answer is the light inside of you. He says, go make disciples of the nations, the ethnos. And that's what we're all called to do, whether it's one of the biggest things to understand, that, you know, how we define ministry. I remember, John, remember Brownsville Revival School of Ministry?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the evangelist was Steve Hill. And, you know, awesome man of God. And by the way, our hearts go out to Jerry Hill because of not only just the loss of her husband, Steve, but now in present, we don't know what happened, but her son,
Ryan Hill,
had passed. I think he was 7 years old during the time of revival, adopted son. And I just encourage you to pray for the Hill family. you know, the peace and comfort, and that our hearts just go out to you, Jerry, and to your daughters and to the family, and we're just lifting you up.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be laying, she says on her Facebook post, laying Ryan, her son, down right beside Steve.
Wow.
And but she just laid her husband down. We just went to his memorial recently. And so, you know, this what is this? And it's one thing Steve really taught us is you don't live for this life.
Mm-mm.
You just don't. And so many people are trying so hard to save this life that they're losing it. We're losing our entire country because everybody's trying to save their stuff, their things, their whatever. But I noticed at the Brownsburg Revival School of Ministry, and John can definitely vouch to this, that everybody saw ministry as you have to be a Steve Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to be a Steve Hill. And of course, everybody's not wasn't called to be that particular type of evangelist. And a lot of people walked out defeated because they were thinking, I know what they're telling me. Hmm. And this is not their intentions.
Right.
But the way that it came over to quite a few is, it's probably because of our own sin nature and the sin nature of probably the students that are there, because we all have sin nature, that they thought there's like, you know, I want to be him versus, you know, I need to be what God's calling me to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Big difference. So pride is an issue inside of our hearts if we're envying a man and wanting to become like a man. And I remember speaking very specifically on that, even during the Brownsboro Revival to a couple hundred men. I said, listen, you know, if you love Steve Hill and if you love John Kilpatrick, don't lift them up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worship them. That's not what they want. That has nothing to do with it. It's God. They're leading you to God. And people, you know, kept on trying to lift them mm-hmm. up. And, you know, God will work on us to save them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody say, look what you went through. Oh, my goodness. And it's like, well, you know, you were thinking I was right. God, and therefore he had to prove to you I'm a man. Thank you very much, you know. And it wasn't too much after that we saw a tragedy take place.
Mm-hmm.
And I just prophesied. I prophetically said, do not. You know, and that's exactly what he would tell you too, and would have told you. And he just said it recently in Church of His Presence, you know, that we're all just men. And that's not hard with us. It's easy to tell, but, you know, but you're in this move of God, and you can have a tendency to lift up Charles Seymour, or lift up Steve Hill, or lift up John Kilpatrick, or lift up, you know, the Arnotts, or lift up Rick Joyner, or lift, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with God. And they defined it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.